Right now, 6:18 on the ticket, Friday morning with the Musers. Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Well, of course, last night, Thursday night, got a stream, man. Got a Twitch stream. And of course, I was up against the Hall of Fame game, which everyone tunes into. I lost a lot of money on it, bet a lot of money, because I really had a good feeling that the Lions were going to win. Mm. So, yeah, I put everything on the Lions. So already for this NFL season, I'm down $4,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot to bet on a preseason game.
It's okay. I'll make it up next week. Mm-hmm. I'll climb out of this hole. Anyway, something else that happened in last night's game was the use of the Hawkeye technology pioneered by our sister station, KSCS, and their morning guy.
No.
He created the six-camera setup that will give you the first down line since we no longer have to use chains, even though the chains are still there as a backup.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the chains were a backup, too, weren't they?
What do you
are
mean?
The chains always the official?
They've always been the okay. official.
The official. So they only had to measure once, I guess, during the game with the Hawkeye technology. Like have the drama of let's check and see how close they are to the first down. It wasn't that close.
Okay.
So
they're getting better at it, and there was a touchdown that last night that was quickly
determined.
Determined they didn't have to go to replay or anything. They just figured it out. Okay, he was out of bounds, and they're getting better at it.
But the spot is still done by humans, right? Spotting the ball is still done by the ref.
Unless part of this new plan, I'm not familiar with it. Do they radio down to them, tell them put it on the 32.5? Or
from what I'm reading, it's still the human based ref.
Okay, well that is very inexact.
Yeah, it's very inexact, and that seems to be the part that to me more than the chains was the issue, right?
Yeah, because that's where you're starting from. It stands to reason that they could easily...
This was an easier problem to fix, so this is why they did the chains first.
I guess so.
With the Hawkeye technology, it was easier than getting the technology right to where the ball has a chip in it, or I'm not sure which system they'll go with to spot the ball accurately every single play.
I think it'll have several.
Or a netting that covers both ends.
A system of wires that go through all the pigskin.
Yeah.
Show you where it's at all times. And some people will bitch when we make that change, but it's good, right? It's like we'll get used to it within half a season, and it'll be good once RoboRef spots where the ball needs to be each time because he's much more accurate than a person.
Sure.
Would you be okay if it was completely done by AI? Like AI was the official ref of the whole game.
Sure. Fine with it. We're getting there.
Yeah.
So they'll call holding and everything.
They can call all of it. It watches the whole game and it has its algorithms that determine what is holding and what is not.
Here's the problem.
And its definitions.
You're going to have to program that to not call holding on every play. Because AI will be able to recognize all penalties, but a penalty occurs on every single play in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to somehow almost make them human-like.
You just need to take the sensitivity fader and then dial it back just a little bit.
Right.
And then turn up the emotionally reactive variable fader to tell them to say, hey, if you're pissed off at one team, then you can call more penalties on them.
In other words, we're going to have to make our AI more human, which at some point will lead everybody to want to go back to humans.
Right. Because life is one great big cycle.
Yep.
So the Hawkeye starts, and of course, Twitter reacts. One person, what's wrong with the chains? Seems like just another way to fix games to me. So now they somehow went from, here's this new technology, to asserting that this is just another way to fix games. So they're off in the games are being fixed category. That's their axe to grind they're working on. Somebody else says, what good is it without a virtual spot? This is more draconian and less useful. Doesn't change the fact the ball is still spotted by the ref's eyes. That's what needs to be fixed. NFL, do better.
Oh, gosh.
Fix this, Rich!
There were some positive tweets. Somebody put, that's actually pretty cool, NGL. They're not going to lie.
Okay.
Save a little time there. Another person wrote, our national crisis is finally over. So there it is, Sony's Hawkeye technology. Also in the game, the national anthem divided people. Staff Sergeant Ken Bettinger of the Ohio National Guard sang the Star Spangled Banner. And he's not a professional singer. He's in the National Guard. And so some people thought that he sang in J sharp. I listened to it, and I thought he did pretty darn well. And the last part, he gets a little bit off when the flyover happens. You tell me what you think.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's
last gleaming. He's in the National Guard, so you...
Whose broad
it's an actual troop singing.
Although
I have to say, I don't know exactly what National Guard is.
Well,
I mean, I know it's troop.
You're on call, and
I know it's troop, but I don't know what branch is that. Is that a whole different branch?
I think it's our reserve army.
It's army, okay.
I believe it's.
How do we not know that? We are 87 years old, and we don't know that.
It's our reserve army / military. Well, I don't think it's reserve Navy or reserve Air Force. I think it's reserve Army.
So Navy doesn't have reserve?
It's for the Army and the Air Force. It's a reserve component of the Army and the Air Force.
It's Army and Air Force, okay. And it's national but state level.
Yeah, don't get bogged down in that. Let's just go back to the anthem.
It's a National Guard. It's the Ohio National Guard.
Yeah.
From the nation of Ohio. Okay.
Let's fight for the ramparts we watched. We're so gallantly streaming. And the rock.
I also think we need to update the lyrics. Nobody knows what ramparts are and all that kind of stuff. And we don't watch things gallantly streaming. Just put it in modern language.
Rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
all fine,
there.
But watch out.
Oh, say does that
like a year.
Land of the free.
Yes, he was interrupted by the military.
Yeah.
But he recovered.
Yeah, fine.
He got wide during the flyover, but for the most part, he was really good.
Yes. And he's troop, so you cut him some slack. You grade him on a curve for that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Should we go to always having and troop sing the national anthem?
No, I don't think you always have that, but I think
are
it's
people,
cool.
Or is that
do.
Not glamorous enough for a glamour-thirsty culture who wants only the hottest pop stars singing or the most nostalgic of performers singing?
Yeah. No, I don't think you have to mandate it.
The latter is true. But that would be a really cool tradition if you always had Ann Troop sing the anthem.
Yes. It's the way it should be. Because they're fighting for our right to sing the national anthem.
Right.
By being possibly called up on weekends.
Right.
In this case, which we don't know exactly what reserve is, but God bless them. And then here's a story of, here's an update on a story that we continue to follow, which is the Burmese python controversy in Florida in the Everglades, where the Burmese python has taken over as the apex predator of our delicate Everglades ecosystem. We've got a new way of battling them that we're trying out to see if they'll fall for it.
Have the alligators declare war on them?
I don't think that works. I think the Burmese python
beats alligators.
I mean, you're right in that we should arm the alligators. That's what we do in international conflicts. We go in and find a group that's opposed to the group that we hate the most.
Yeah.
And we then support them and give them, hey, guys, I got some guns in the trunk of my car. If y'all want them. That's what we need to do. Alligators.
Arm the alligators.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean,
maybe. Just take the alligators and put a little bit in. Yes. Give them a few Glocks. See what they can do.
No. The Burmese python, they eat the alligators. They have no problem with the alligators.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
They win over alligators.
Do they swallow them whole or chop them in half?
I don't think they have cutlery. Yeah, I don't think snakes have cutlery.
Mark.
And that's the least... Do you think a snake is beaten? Like, does it...
Yes.
It has to
cross
a snake's mind at least 24 times a day that, God dang it, I don't have arms.
Or legs.
Yeah. It's got to beat them down.
I just have to slither all day.
They can't work a remote. Can't change the channel.
Nope.
Got no hands.
Can't play tennis.
Hurts to bowl. What's the line?
Hard to bowl.
Hard to bowl. So they've now released into the wild 40 solar-powered, remote-controlled robot bunnies.
Hold on. Stop the show, Tyler.
Solar power.
Robot bunnies. I need a second to digest this.
What?
They have
and
released,
they shoot lasers?
They've released into the wild... Yeah. 40 solar-powered robot bunnies.
Remote-controlled robot bunnies,
Remote-controlled robot bunnies.
Whose bodies are filled with motors and heaters to imitate the motions and body temperatures of the python's favorite snack, which is marsh rabbits.
Okay.
So they're trying to see if they can lure the snakes out to get these bunnies. And I don't know whether, it doesn't say here whether the bunnies are equipped with explosives where once the...
Yeah, the bunny blows up.
Yeah, once the python eats the bunny or gets, the snake gets close to the bunny and starts trying to chat it up before it goes to town eating it. Then it can blow it up. It's wearing like the pizza delivery bomb.
Yeah, maybe it'll work.
Collar bomb.
Hey, maybe. I think that's better than... I think that's better than arming the alligators.
Really?
Arming robot bunnies.
Why can't you arm the non-robot alligators? What do you call non-robot alligators?
Real alligators?
How much pot did you smoke this morning before you came in? Jeez.
That's the legit question,
some
dude.
Of the dumbest questions.
Can you imagine taking a tour of the Everglades in Florida and the tour guide says... In this part of the Everglades, there are over 100 non-robot alligators.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so, and they say that if this doesn't work, luring the pythons with robot non-alligator bunnies, then they're going to take it to the next level, which is infuse the robot bunnies with rabbit scent. Now, why don't they don't just do this to begin with?
Let's try to sell it the best we can.
Yeah. Why don't we put our best foot forward right in the outset? I don't know. But that's the next level of it, where we're trying to blow up these pythons.
Okay, trying hope to it works.
Blow these pythons out of the water.
They're explacing
what?
Explosives,
what?
Rabbit explosives throughout the...
Japanese scientist explaced... Placed explosives.
God, what a great scene. Napoleon Dynamite.
So there's your NFL update.